You're welcome back into Galway Talks. It's 9:35 on this Monday morning, August 19th. Google and Age Action have once again joined forces to find Ireland's top silver surfers. The Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources, Pat Rabbit, launched at the weekend the Google Silver Surfer Awards with Age Action at Google's EMEA headquarters in Dublin. And to chat a little bit about the awards and how you can nominate somebody before the deadline of September 15th, I'm joined by Niamh Hennelly from Age Action in studio, and also from James Cotter, who's going to talk to me a little bit about the work that Age Action do and about the Silver Surfer Awards. Good morning to you both, folks.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit, Niamh, about these awards first. Obviously, it's not the first year this is happening.
No. We've been running this award for many years. This year we're looking for enthusiastic older people over the age of 50 who have an interesting story to share about how they use their computer and the internet, and who will become a role model to inspire more older people to embrace technology.
So is that where James comes in? Are you a prime example of this, James? Are you embracing technology?
Indeed I am, although I was very reluctant at first, and I was talked into it by my family and my sister in Dublin, and they said I could do it all right. I was, I had the idea, well, it's very hard to teach tricks to an old dog, but then I bought the laptop and I saw an advertisement, and there was an advertisement about Age Action and who to contact. So I started from there about 2.5 years ago.
So and from that point then, obviously, you know, what's the first thing you try and work out, I suppose, is getting into the internet, being able to check on websites and stuff like that?
Yes, it's a bit tedious first, but if you have perseverance and keep at it, you'll get there. Like the constant drip wears the rock, and if you're patient, able to keep at it, you'll get there.
Fantastic stuff. Niamh, I suppose James is an ideal and prime candidate for somebody who you can say this has opened up a whole new world for him in terms of his interests. You know, I'm sure the scope there for a lot of others to do what James is doing.
Yeah, exactly. We find that we've lots and lots of students coming into us, and the main reasons we have people coming in for classes would be firstly that we've lots of people who need to stay in touch with family abroad. So the likes of Skype and, you know, Facebook and programs like that are becoming a lot more popular. Particularly, we'd have lots of maybe grandparents who come in and are Skyping, getting to see their grandchildren who live in Australia or Canada, things like that. And we also have lots of people interested in just learning how to look up information. So lots of different advertisements these days may not come with phone numbers, they'll only come with websites. So if you don't have any internet or computer skills, you're not going to be able to look these things up. Other things as well is that we interestingly have lots of older people interested in learning how to get discounts online. So there's lots and lots of websites, and the likes of, you know, Groupon and the Pigsback .com, all those websites that you get different discounts on. And finally, it's just really convenient. So, for example, I have some of my students who have learned how to pay their car tax online, or to book an NCT test online, or also just setting up your online shopping, things like that. So there's hundreds of reasons that people come for classes.
I suppose we talk about the awards, then we're talking about, I suppose, rewarding those who have embraced technology. So talk us through some of the nomination categories that
are there. So we have five categories altogether. The first one is the Google Silver Surfer Award, and this is for an older person who embraces the internet or technology with a sense of fun and adventure. So again, this is open to anybody over the age of 50. They don't need to have attended any of our classes or anything like that. Last year, for example, the award was given to a grandmother in her 70s, and what she had organised was each Sunday she would get her grandchildren to come to her house and they would have a little gaming tournament. So like you mentioned, video games.
PlayStation, whatever it might be.
So she learned how to play the Xbox, the PlayStation, whatever it was. And she'd have the grandchildren in on a Sunday and they'd all play each other. So, so she won the award last year.
So within Age Action then, and obviously here in Galway, would you have many people embracing technology under your banner?
Yeah, I suppose for the Galway region, we also run classes in Mayo and Roscommon. And we trained about 1,000 people last year. And we run classes in our offices down in Small Crane, and also in Ballyban Library and in the City Centre Library, and we also run them throughout the county.
Niamh, final word then, if somebody does want to nominate, the deadline I mentioned is September 15th, but how can they go about it?
They can nominate somebody online if they go to www.ageaction.ie, or they can also call us. It's on 01 475 6989.